So I've been working for Manx Care for, oh gosh, nearly about 20 years now, off and on. I'm middle-aged, so in terms of getting trained, the option to go off island wasn't for me because I have a house and a mortgage, bills to pay. So this almost felt like a bit of a dream come true, being able to study on island, not have to go off. Off island to get to classes. It was, it just felt like it came about at the right time, and it was a great way for people who maybe didn't want to follow it, nursing, to get into sort of a therapeutic role.
Hmm. Alicia, was a similar scenario for you? Did you look at off island options first?
Yeah, so I've actually completed a master's degree in psychology, and at that time I was quite 50-50 on whether to stay on island or whether to leave, because I am quite settled on the Alaman. And there wasn't really much funding available to stay on the Alaman, so I kind of had to leave. Whereas with Brighter Teaching, I could, you know, similar to what you said, I've got a house, got mortgage, dog, married, quite settled here. So it just kind of fit in with the life I want to live on the Isle of Man.
So what has this course entailed then? How long have you been doing it for now?
So we are about halfway through our second year. Mm. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of self-study. There's a lot. I mean, this month alone, we've done training, working with. I've done training work with some autistic clients. We've done emotional freedom technique training. We've also done attachment theory, family therapy, and we've done critical incident reporting. And that's just last month. Along with then we've got placements and. Yeah, it's a whirlwind. It's busy. We've both got full-time jobs as well, but it does feel like it's such a good opportunity to be able to stay, to work and to do your qualifications. I'm really proud to be part of the first cohort to train on the island as well.
Yeah, I've kind of been with Brighter Teaching since my level 2. I did my level 3 and now I'm on my level 5. And yeah, like you said, placement's kind of just starting. So it's kind of like we're starting to put all the skills we've been working on over the years into practice. And so we're kind of really into it at the moment.
It's starting to get real now. It's not just the books. It's actually being able to see people on our own and have our own caseloads and put all the learning into practice.
You mentioned all the different facets that you've been learning over the last month alone. And Tommy last year said to me that by the time you finish, you'll be able to speak with anyone showing any presentation. Does that seem quite daunting?
It's absolutely terrifying. I think, you know, it's good to not be too confident. I think I've probably said to Alicia before, you could read every single book in the world about these subjects and you'll still never be prepared for going into the room and working with people. Tommy has a lot of faith in us. Probably more than we have in ourselves. It's a bit scary when you're just starting out, but we've had so much support from various different sort of charities who've given us placements. Mike's Care have offered placements. So we feel in that sense that the people of the community has come together to support us as well.
Yeah. And Tommy does bring in like kind of experts in lots of different areas. So you do kind of cover a lot of ground. So even stuff you might not feel super confident in, you do have some kind of background and some kind of education built into the course on everything in a way. Yeah. And that's nice. And then with placements, you do have the opportunity to, say with Manx Care, you do have placements where you can be working with any presentation, but you also have the opportunity to specialise as well. So some of the online placements Tommy has put in place for us, also some on the island as well, do kind of offer that opportunity to specialise in the areas you do have an interest in.
Mm. And what would this mean for the Isle of Man? Like you were saying, Susie, you've been working with Manx Care for, was it 20 years, you said?
I don't even want to think about that. It's been a long time, but, you know, I love working there. But in terms of being able to move up to qualify and get a professional registration, I think the other option, I think it would be to do, well, I know we've got a great nurse training program over here, but I'm terrified of needles, so that, like, I'm working on it. It wasn't an option. So I really like the idea of talk and therapy. I think it's always going to be something that we're going to need, and probably more so now than ever.
Why do you think that is, just out of interest?
I just think that people need to have a safe space to go and talk. They need to be, you know, there's lots of things going on in the world, things things are tough. Would like to see more men access and support as well. Mm-hmm. I just think, you know, from young people all the way up, I just think everybody does need to have that opportunity, and having more therapists just means that we can, you know, see more people. Yeah. And make that connection.
I think as well with the course, it's perfect at kind of presenting that opportunity to people who would make great counsellors who might not have had the opportunity to do so otherwise, whether that's because of their family situation, financial situation, or like we said, just not wanting to leave the island. But there's people out there who would make fantastic counsellors, and by Tommy bringing this course to the island, it's giving a lot of people the opportunity to go for it, and in a way give back to the Manx public.
Absolutely, because I this is the highest level I've ever studied to. I never, you know, went to university, and I just didn't think that was ever going to be part of my life. So getting to do this on the island, I want to keep it on the island. I want, you know, I'm hoping to work here until I retire. And yeah, I think it's nice that people, like you say, people who maybe didn't get that opportunity or didn't think about going to university can do that.
Yeah. It's interesting you mentioned there about keeping it on the island, because of course not everyone will want to. Some people will want to do their training on the island and then possibly look at opportunities overseas. But we're talking about a cohort of around, is it 20 students, something like that in your...
It was.
So, I mean, obviously, yeah, some people...
I think it's about 15 now.
Yeah.
It's not for everyone. But,
It's a commitment. Yeah. I mean, you know, you can do it, but there is a commitment. And we have got a really supportive cohort, actually, haven't we? And we look after each other.
And that's a cohort that will eventually be there to help people on the Isle of Man. Yeah. What difference do you think that would make to the Isle of Man as a whole and our sort of health as a society?
I think the talk and therapy is really important. I think, you know, humans kind of need each other, don't they? Just to have that conversation with and have someone to talk to. You know, using the skills already, I think when I've gone into placements, I haven't maybe believed that it works. Sometimes I'm thinking, oh my goodness, but you can see just having those conversations with people and helping them to explore. We can't fix, but we can help them to explore, and you can see how powerful that is.
Have you witnessed that fix happening in real time, as it were? You know, have you witnessed the value of counselling?
I guess the idea with the counselling is that they fix themselves, and the idea is you help them to explore that. Mm-hmm. They are the leader of their own destiny. You know, we would think of self-actualization, we would say, Mr. Carl Rogers, but everyone's got the chance to grow. Everyone wants to grow into a best version of themselves. And I think you can see how powerful it is. And just, sometimes you don't even have to say anything. People just need a place to talk. And that's really powerful.
Yeah. So what are both of your aspirations then? Once you get to the end of this course, what would the ideal be?
So I'm on placement with Manx Care at the moment, and that's something I'd like to continue in. So if they want to give me a job, that'd be great. But I'm doing some online placements as well, which are reaching out to a community that I have a special interest in. That's something I'd quite like to keep up, or maybe bring that skill set back to the island and investigate here. But I would really like to be working in Manx Care and kind of giving back to the community in any way I can.
I feel like a bit of old furniture at Manx Care now, so I think it would be lovely. My background's working with young people, and I would love to carry on doing that. In my placements, I've worked with adults, which was really scary for me. A lot of people would think it would be the other way around, but I'd definitely like to carry on working on the island Manx Care, if that's a possibility, that'd be great. The course does kind of set you up to open a private business, but I don't have a very good head for things like that. I work with a multidisciplinary team, and that's been amazing. So get to learn a lot from them. So my plan: stay on the island and work up, and
You're right, though. It does set you up to open your own business if you want, and there is a lot of support there. Tommy's done it many times, and he's helped lots of students do it in the past. So I think for a lot of people who want to go in that direction and maybe specialise in areas that are interesting to them, the opportunity is absolutely there for them to do that.
Because there will be niche areas of counselling as well that have probably never been covered on the Isle of Man before.
Yeah, that's true. I think there is some things that we're learning about. There's lots of different really interesting things like pet grief, and there's lots of different things that maybe haven't been covered because we haven't had the funds in place. Mm-hmm. But we're doing lots of different types of like types of areas, like CBT, psychodynamic, person-centered, Gestalt. So we're like, and I think people, there's certainly, you can see that people want to specialise in different areas. I personally would like to work with people who have developmental disorders. I think that's something I'd like to look at, and I'm going to do my research project around that. So hopefully that's something. And I think, I think there's some stuff in Tim will go, there's some bits and pieces in Tim will going on. So that would be, that would be probably what I would like to do, specialise in.
Yeah. What about you?
Yeah, I kind of entered the course thinking I only kind of wanted to work with young people. I've got a lot of background in education, and I always saw myself working with young people. But I think even just throughout the past year, throughout the skills, throughout placement, I've gained confidence working with adults and older people. And yeah, you have an idea going into it and your mind's totally expanded by the end. So I do feel like I'm a bit more open-minded about where things might go in the future now.
Yeah.
What would you say to anyone who's considering taking on the brighter teaching pathway then?
Do it. Absolutely do it. It's been, it's definitely for me, it's just been something that, I've probably waited for it in some way or another for a long time, hoping that this would, opportunity like this would come along. So to me, it feels a bit like, it's too good to be true in a way, but it isn't. It's fantastic, and there's plenty of work to do, but it is worth it. It feels worth it, and it's gone really fast as well, hasn't it? In terms of, it's a bit scary to think, well, going to be qualified soon.
I'd reiterate that, if you feel like it's something you want to pursue, go for it, because the course is very accessible. That's one thing I really like about the course. You don't necessarily have to have, a great background in mental health. It kind of gives you the building blocks from the word go. And so if you've got that interest and you feel like as a person you've got them qualities, then you'll be supported on the course. For sure.
And you can come and have a chat to Tommy. Tommy's really accessible, and he does some information evenings about people and gives you sort of a realistic expectation of funds, fees, times and things like that, which I think are
and
important.
And it's all out of the Roundhouse at Braddon, is that right?
Yeah, face-to-face. Yeah. I think, is it 80% of the course is face-to-face? And then we do online as well. But up at Braddon.
Yeah.
I just think with the course, one thing I didn't expect is you do learn a lot about yourself. Yes. So I think if you want to embark on this kind of journey, be prepared to learn a lot about yourself, your family.
Yeah, you do. You do learn a lot about yourself. I would like to give a little bit of a shout out and appeal to some males to come forward. Our whole cohort is females. The year ones that have started now, they have two males, but it would be amazing to get some males into this line of work. I think that, now more than ever, it would be great to have some guys come and
Because you mentioned about people taking on their own sort of specialities, going down certain routes. Do you think males might, necessarily provide an area that is underserved on the island?
I think it's just we need to have that representation as well, and it would be great to have like a little bit of diversity on the course, have more males. 100%. I'd like to give a shout out, and again, like Alicia said, you don't have to have a massive background in mental health. You can come and have a chat about it, and I know they're doing some great work on the island with male charities, so that would be something that would be a great sort of link, wouldn't it?
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.